You can all hear, loud and clear?
Yes.
Okay, so we're up to the Gemara, Chav Zayin Amad Aleph. Tfilas HaMincha Ad HaErev. So we've been dealing with Shachris, now we're moving over to Mincha, says the Gemara. Tfilas HaMincha Ad HaErev. So if you look back in the Mishnah on Chav Vav Amud Aleph, that was the opening Mishnah of the Perek. The Mishnah there said, Tfilas HaMincha Ad HaErev, and Rabbi Yehuda Oima Ad Plag HaMincha. So we have a Machlokes. According to Rabbanon, according to the first opinion, you can daven Mincha until HaErev, until the end of the day. According to Rabbi Yehuda, however, you can only daven until Plag HaMincha. Earlier on, in the Gemara Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, towards the top of the Amud, we had a discussion, what does that mean, plag ha-mincha? First plag or second plag? Why are there two plags? Because there's two zmanim for mincha. There's mincha gedola and there's mincha katana. Either way, plag, the definition of plag is, it's the halfway point. Plag means from the word palga, half. It's the halfway point between mincha, the Zman of Mincha, and the end of the day. The question is, which Zman of Mincha are we talking about? Are we talking about the first Zman of Mincha, which would mean 12:30? 12:30 is 6.5 hours into the day. So the halfway point between 6:30 and the end of the day, well, if you work that out, 6.5 hours is 5.5 hours left, is 2.75 hours each segment. So it's 12:30 plus 2.75 hours after that, which takes you to 3:15. According to the first plug would be at 3:15. The second plug doesn't look at Mincha Gedola, it looks at Mincha Katana. Mincha Katana is 9.5 hours into the day, which is 3:30. The halfway point between 3:30 and the end of the day, well, it's 2.5 hours, so it's 1.25 hours, which would take you to 10.75 hours, which is 4:45. So that whenever we talk about plug, we always have to know which plug are we dealing with, first or second plug. First plug is at 3:15. The second plug is at 4:45. So the Mishnah, the Gemara, previously told us that Rabbi Yehuda in particular was talking about the first plug, which was at 3:15, although we'll see, Mitzvah Hashem LaHalacha, when we talk about plug, we mean the second plug, which is 4:45. But either way, let's now get back to our Gemara. We saw earlier on that there was a machloikas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda with regard to Shachris as well. Rabbanon said you can daven until Chatzos, and Rabbi Yehuda said, no, you can only daven until Arba Sho'os, which we concluded 4 hours means up to and including the fourth hour, which means until 10 o'clock. And the Gemara said, Halacha L'maisa, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Why do we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? Normally we would expect, if there's a machlokes between the Tanakama, the Rabbanon, versus Rabbi Yehuda, you'd expect us to go with the Rabbim. So the Gemara said, that's true, but here we have a Mishnah in Idios. Idios was called Bechirasa, which is the, as it were, chosen Masechta. What's so special about Idios? Because there we have a collection of testimony from various Tanoim as to what is Halacha L'maisa, and Rabbi Yehuda's opinion was included there, which is another way of saying, Halacha L'maisa, like Rabbi Yehuda. But that was all with regard to the Shachris discussion. So now we need to move on and work out what's the Halacha with regard to the Mincha discussion. Can you daven Mincha only until Plag HaMincha, or, like the Rabbanon, until the end of the day? So let's have a look in the Gemara. Tfilas HaMincha Ad HaErev. Oma Le Rav Chista Le Rav Yitzchok. So Rav Chista says to Rav Yitzchok, Hossam, Omar Rav Kahana. Over there. Where's there? With regard to Mincha.
Shachris.
Rav Kahana told us the halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. They. He clearly paskened that halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda.
Shachris.
Why?
Shachris was a chassid.
With regard to Shachris, he clearly told us halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Hoyil v'tanan, seeing as we have a Mishnah, b'bechirosa, in the chosen Masechta, which is Idios, k'vosei, like him. That was referring, look at Rav Kahana. Where was Rav Kahana brought? Rav Kahana was the second last narrow line of the Gemara. In the second last narrow line of the Gemara, it says, Omar Rav Kahana, halacha k'Rav Yehuda, because we have a Mishnah in Bechirosa, in Idyo, it's like him. So if that's the case, that's all true with regards to Shachris. So that's what it means, Hossam. Over there, with regard to our Shachris discussion, Rav Kahana clearly told us the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because his opinion is recorded in Masechtas Idyois. Hochamai. So what about over here? You haven't told us what's the halacha when it comes to Mincha. So that is the question that Rav Chista asked Rav Yitzchok. Rav Kahana has told us what the halacha is when it comes to Shachris. What's the story, though, with Mincha? Ishtik, he was silent, v'loy omar le, v'loy midi, and he didn't say anything to him. He had no answer. Look at Rashi, third bottom line. Hosam omar av kahana gabi tfilas hashacha. With regard to tfilas hashacha, we were told quite clearly that halacha lemaisa is like Rav Yehuda. What about Mincha? So Rav Yitzchok did not answer. He was silent. He says, I don't know. If you look in Idyos, Idyos only discusses Shachris, but it does not talk about Mincha, so we do not know who we should paskin like halacha lemaisa with regard to Mincha. Omer Rav Chista, so Rav Chista said, Nechzei Anan. Let us see. Nechzei is to see, like we say every day in davening, v'sechezeno. Nechzeh, let us see Anan. Let us see. In other words, if we don't have anybody who told us clearly what the halacha is like, then we're on our own. Let's try and work out for ourselves then what seems to be the halacha. Midr Rav, seeing as Rav, Matzli is always a lashon of tzoli, of tefillah. If Rav davened shel Shabbos, pe'erev Shabbos mib'oid yoim, what does that mean, Shel Shabbos? That means he davened the Shabbos tefillah on Friday night when he wanted to daven Maariv and be Mekabel Shabbos, as we're going to see in a second. He did not wait until the absolute end of the day. Rather, he davened Miba'oid Yoim when it was still day. He davened Maariv when it was still day. Shma Mino. So I can hear from there the halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. Now what's going on over here? We've sort of jumped. We're busy discussing Rabbi Yehuda's opinion on Mincha, and we're bringing a proof from Rav who'd have Maariv. Who's talking about Maariv over here? We're not discussing Maariv. We're discussing Mincha. So how on earth can we bring a proof to the halacha of Mincha from what Rav did with regard to Maariv? So clearly the answer must be that the two are dependent on each other. In other words, when Rabbi Yehuda tells us that you can daven mincha until plag ha-mincha, then by definition he's telling us also that from plag ha-mincha onwards you can daven maariv. Like we said yesterday, essentially there's no man's land. There's no buffer zone. With regard to Shachris and Mincha, there was a half an hour problem because people are not bekiyim. But essentially, the Zman of Tfilah number one, always leads you immediately into the Zman of Tfilah number two. So if you want to know when is the Zman of Maariv, The answer is as soon as the Zman of Mincha expires. There was no discussion in the Mishnah from when you can daven Maariv. And the answer is, I don't need a discussion in the Mishnah from when you can daven Maariv, because as soon as you've told me until when can you daven Mincha, then you have by definition told me already from when you can daven Maariv. That's the same thing. Ah, so now let's come back to the Gemara. Rav davened on Friday night mid Maariv. When did he daven Maariv? Miba'oid yoim. What does that mean, miba'oid yoim? Before nightfall. Well, it must be therefore that he paskin like Rav Yehuda. Because if Rav Yehuda tells us that mincha can be davened from plug till plug, then by definition you can daven Maariv immediately after plug, even though it's broad daylight outside. And that is exactly what Rav was doing. Because if, however, he would have paskin like the Rabbonon, meaning you can daven mincha ad ho'erev until nightfall, then you can only daven Maariv after nightfall. You can't do two contradictory things. So if Rabbonon allow you to daven mincha all the way up to erev, then clearly they only allow you to daven Maariv from Erev. But you can't daven Maariv miboyd yoim. How can you daven when it's still daylight outside? And that is precisely what Rav did do. Rav, in fact, davened Maariv miboyd yoim. So the Gemara says we must be conclusive proof that he paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore apparently that's halacha lemaisa. Look at Rashi. Towards the end of the third bottom line. Shel Shabbos. Be'erev Shabbos. What does that mean? He davened the Shabbos tefillah on Erev Shabbos. Shekibel olov Shabbos mib'oid yoim. He was makabel Shabbos on himself whilst it was still daytime. Now this is going to be a big principle. The Be'ezras Hashem we're going to see on the next Omud. That when you daven Maariv on Friday night, you are by definition being makabel Shabbos then. It's going to be a whole discussion. How is a person makabel Shabbos? Is a person makabel Shabbos by lighting candles? Is a person makabel Shabbos by declaring verbally, I would hereby like to be makabel Shabbos? Perhaps by davening Maariv? So here Rashi is telling us that when you daven Maariv on Friday night, you're being makabel Shabbos. And that's what Rav was doing. But when did he do so? He did not do so on Friday night after nightfall. Rather, he did so on Erev Shabbos Mib'oid Yoim whilst it was still day. Says Rashi, Shma Mino. So I hear from there, Kareb Yehuda Sfirele, comma. So clearly Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda. The Omar who says that Miplag HaMincha Ozil Lei Zman tfilas hamincha. What does ozile means? It means it goes. Rabbi Yehuda was the one who tells us that a plaga mincha, that's the time when the mincha tfilah goes. V'ayil lay, and that then brings in with it zman tfilas aravis. So again, Rashi is clearly telling us what we just said before. That as soon as the Zman of Mincha expires, when that goes, so we say Tseischem L'Sholoim to Mincha, and we say Bruchim Aboim to Maariv. So for the only way we can possibly understand how Rav Davan Maariv, even though it was still daytime, he must be following Rav Yehuda's opinion, the Zman of Mincha went at Plaga Mincha, and that immediately ushers in the Zman for Maariv. So it seems to be quite clearly that Rav paskins like Rav Yehuda. So there it is, halacha lemaisa like Rav Yehuda. Look in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, adarabba. What does adarabba mean? To the contrary. You're trying to bring a proof to me that we paskin like Rav Yehuda because we have a story about Rav. One moment, we have another story. Adarabba. Midaravu Navarabonon. That's all very nice. That's what Rav did. But you know what the Rabbonon did? Loi have a matzlu. They did not daven ad urta. Urta means night. They did not daven mariv until nightfall. Why did they not daven mariv until nightfall? Clearly they held that when can you daven mariv? Only indeed the onset of night. Ah, well then we can therefore conclude the exact opposite. Shma mino ein halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore from that story we conclude the exact opposite. That in fact the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. If it's not like Rabbi Yehuda, then the halacha is like the Rabbanon, that you can daven mincha ad or erev, and only then can you daven mariv. So here we have two different stories. Rav davened mariv whilst it was daytime. The Rabbanon were makbid, apparently, to daven mariv only at nightfall. So they seem to paskin, not like Rabbi Yehuda. So we're a bit in the soup. We're stuck now. What are we going to do? We have no conclusive Mishnah. We looked in Idios, and Idios only helps us with regard to Shachris, but it doesn't help us with regard to Mincha. So we have various stories. This is, by the way, what's called a Maisa Rav. What does it mean, a Maisa Rav? And we have a story concerning a great person that we can learn a halacha from them. The Gemara very often brings what's called a Maisa Rav, even though they didn't state clearly that this is the halacha, but by virtue of the fact that this is the way they behaved, I can learn from that 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 is the halacha. Because every act by a great person is indeed halacha l'maisa. Somebody once asked the Chassam Sofer a shaila in Hilchas Shabbos with regard to combing one's payas on Shabbos. And he asked him, is it muta? And the Chassam Sofer answered immediately, it's muta. Yes, it's muta to do on Shabbos. So the questioner said, why? He said, I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? If you don't know, then how do you know it's muta? He said, I can tell you it's muta because I saw my great Rebbe, Rav Nosson Adler, he did it. I don't know why, so I have to go and work it out. That's called a Maisa Rav. As far as the Chassam Sofer was concerned, if he saw that his great Rebbe combed his payas on Shabbos, then the first conclusion is that it's muta. We'll have to work out afterwards why it's muta. And at the time, says the Chassam Sofer, I don't know. But that's a Maisa Rav. So too over here, we have a Maisa Rav. We have, in fact, Rav himself, who davened mariv mib'oidyoi. We have the Rabbonon, who davened mariv only at nightfall. So therefore, we do not know. Each one seems to be indicating the halacha is either like Rabbi Yehuda or not like Rabbi Yehuda. So what should be the halacha l'maisa? Says the Gemara, the very, very famous line. And this is a very strange concept, but it's a famous line. Says the Gemara, Hashta now deloy itmar. Now that we have not learned Hilchasa, we have not learned the halacha l'maisa. Loy kamar, v'loy kamar. Neither like this master, nor like that master. We do not have any conclusive proof. We have two opposite stories. Each one indicates that the halacha is like a different Tana. But we have no clear indication of what the final halacha l'maisa is. And therefore, you can do whatever you like. The Ovid Kamar Ovid. If you do like this master, you can do that. Uda Ovid Kamar Ovid. And if you do like the other master, then that's also fine. Now this, as I said, is a very strange and quite a rare principle. Normally you'd expect a Gemara at the end of the day to make a final decision for us. Especially when you're dealing with Rabbi Yehuda versus the Rabbonon, you'd expect halacha to be like the Rabbim, Yochid v'Rabbim, halacha k'Rabbim. And yet over here the Gemara says no. In a final analysis, we are not taking positions. Is the halacha l'maisa like Rabbi Yehuda? or is the halacha lemaisa like Rabbanon? One story indicates one direction, another story indicates a different direction. The Ovid Kamar Ovid, the Ovid Kamar Ovid. You can do whatever you like. Now, let's just explain what that means. We'll see in a moment, Tosus discusses it. What does that mean, you can do whatever you like? Where is the area of conflict? Meaning, again, we're talking about our day from 6 in the morning till 6 in the evening. From 12:30 onwards, that's 6.5 hours into the day, that's when you can daven mincha, everybody agrees. When does your mincha time expire? So it's a machlokes. According to Rabbanon, at the end of the day, 6 o'clock in the evening. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a plag a mincha. Let's, for the moment, talk about the second plag, which is 4:45. So where is the area of conflict? The area of conflict is between 4:45 and 6 o'clock. So in theory, and not just in theory, in practice as well, we could just very simply avoid this whole machlokes. How could you avoid the whole machlokes? If you just make sure you daven mincha before 4:45, you've avoided the machlokes. Now, one second. When are you going to daven ma'ariv? Again, that 4:45 till 6 o'clock slot is again the area of conflict, as we just said. According to Rabbi Yehuda, as soon as the zman of mincha expires, that immediately ushers in the time for ma'ariv. So if you ask Rabbi Yehuda, can I daven ma'ariv at 4:45? Absolutely yes. If you ask the Rabbanon, when can I daven ma'ariv? They will tell you, only at 6 o'clock. So again, if you wanted to avoid the whole machlokes, what would you do? You would simply wait until 6 o'clock and daven ma'ariv then. So in other words, if you want to avoid this whole machlokes, you can simply ensure that for the rest of your life, until you're 120, you daven mincha before plag, and you daven ma'ariv after laila. And that way, you have not got involved in a machlokes, because you've avoided the grey area of 4:45 till 6 o'clock. And yet, the Gemara does not tell us that. The Gemara says, you can do whatever you like. Now again, what does that mean, you can do what you like? That means, if you want to daven mincha in the grey area, which means you're following the opinion of Rabbanon, then that's absolutely fine. And if you want to daven ma'ariv in the grey area, that's also fine, because it's your prerogative to choose to paskin like Rav Yehuda. So that's the point that we're trying to express over here. When the Gemara says you can choose and you can do whatever you like, the difference only is manifest in the grey area between 4:45 and 6 o'clock. If you want to daven mincha then, and follow the Rabbanon, that's fine. If you want to daven ma'ariv then, and follow Rabbi Yehuda, that's also fine. That is your prerogative to choose. Now, we need to see a couple of tosafim, and we also need to see halacha lemaisa in the Shulchan Aruch. Why? Because there is an enormous question, halacha lemaisa, that must be asked, and this is very, very, very commonly asked. Here we're being told, very, very rare principle, that every person can choose for themselves whether they want to go with Rabbi Yehuda or the Rabbanon. Why? Because it's inconclusive. What does that mean? Can I hop to and forth every single day? Can I choose today that the grey area should be my mincha time and tomorrow it should be my ma'ariv time? Does it mean that every day I can hop backwards and forwards? Or does it mean that at some point in your life you have to take a decision and say, that's it, I'm hereby deciding I'm going either with Rabbi Yehuda or with Rabbanon? Now, if you tell me that no, You can hop backwards and forwards and you can choose whatever you like. You never have to make a final decision. Then we have to proceed and ask a further question. Imagine at 5 o'clock in the evening you want to daven mincha. Okay, my prerogative. I can choose to follow the opinion of the Rabbonon, who tell me you can daven mincha until the end of the day. So 5 o'clock in the evening, the daven mincha is fine according to Rabbonon, and that's my choice. Fine, wonderful, I daven mincha. Can I daven Maariv at 5:30? Half an hour later? In other words, if you tell me that I'm allowed to choose between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbonon, and I don't have to make once-in-a-lifetime decision, can I have a self-contradiction, as it were, on the very same day? If you daven Mincha at 5 o'clock, and you daven Maariv at 5:30, then basically you're contradicting yourself. Could you please decide for me today, this grey area, are you going with Rabbi Yehuda or are you going with Rabbonon? Well, with regard to Mincha, I'm going like Rabbonon. And with regard to Maariv, I'm going like Rabbi Yehuda. Are you allowed to do such a thing? These are questions that we have to see in the Shulchan Aruch. Do you have to make a once-in-a-lifetime decision? And if not, are you allowed to do what's called the famous principle of Tarati Desastri? What does that mean, Tarati Desastri? Two things that are contradictory. Can you take that grey area and decide on the very same day, I'm going to Paskin both like Rabbi Yehuda and also like Rabbona? We have 10 minutes to go. Fine. So those are discussions that we have to see, and this is extremely Negea Halacha Lemaisa. Extremely Negea Halacha Lemaisa, especially those of us from Europe. This was the minig for many, many, many generations, especially in the summertime, this time of year, where nightfall can be extremely late. Nacht, sometimes in England, can reach 10:30 at night. For many people, it's simply impractical to wait till 10:30 to daven Maariv. Okay, so it's my prerogative. I can choose to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, and I can daven Maariv at Plag HaMincha. But say that one second, but can I daven Mincha after Plag HaMincha as well? In other words, in that grey area between Plag HaMincha, the end of the day, can I daven Mincha and Maariv? That's going to be a very big discussion, Halacha Lemaisa, which, by the way, we should all see, as I mentioned, it's in Shulchan Aruch Chelek Beis, in your Mishnah Brura. I don't know if we're going to reach there today, but Reish Lamed Gimel Sif Aleph, very, very, very important to see, Mamish Halacha Lemaisa. Okay, but before we do that, let's learn a little bit of Tosfos first. The top Tosfos, Toshema, Veshel Musafin Kol Hayoim. This is a Braisa that is the second line of the Gemara, and it tells us that you can daven Musaf the whole day. There is, technically speaking, no Zman for Musaf. You can daven Musaf whenever you like. But Rabbi Yehuda said that no, you can only daven until 7 hours into the day. 7 hours into the day is 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So look at the top Tosfos. I want to miss out the first couple of lines because the first couple of lines deal with a girsa, a textual issue. But go to the end of the fourth line of Tosfos. Ve'im toima. Tosfos asks a very big question. If you look at the opening Mishnah in our Perek, the opening Mishnah of our Perek discussed Shachris, Mincha, Maariv, and did not talk about Musaf. At least, it mentioned Musaf, but it did not bring Rabbi Yehuda's opinion on Musaf. Turn back a page to the opening Mishnah of our Perek.
Two brackets.
It's in brackets, in round brackets. If you look at the very last words of the Mishnah, it says, Rabbi Yehuda Oima Ad Zayin Shoyes, but those words are put in round parentheses. We know that round parentheses are generally omitted. So if we skip those words, it means, unlike Shachris and Mincha, where Rabbi Yehuda's opinion was recorded, but with regard to Musaf, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, for some reason, was missed out by Rebbe. Rebbe compiled the Mishnayos. So look at Tosfos now. V'im toima, the Rebbe, lomo loy hizkir oisoi b'mishnah. Why did Rebbe indeed, why did Rebbe not mention Rabbi Yehuda's opinion with regard to Musaf in the opening Mishnah of the Perek? Says Tosfos, v'yesh loima, mishum deloy svirele kvosei behold the comma at Sheva Shois. Because we don't paskin like that. Interesting teretz. Normally, when you bring an opinion in a Mishnah, it doesn't necessarily mean that you paskin like it. But nonetheless, Tosa says, because we do not paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, therefore, with regard to Musaf, therefore his opinion was not brought in a Mishnah at all. Says Tosfos, Avol, Behor de Ka'oma ad Arba Shois. But with regard to his opinion on Shachris, which is that you can daven until 4 hours in the day, over there, Svirele Kavosei, there, we do paskin like him. Why? Mishum de Tanan Bebechirasa. Because it's mentioned in a Mishnah, which is Idiois Kvosei, like him. And if it's mentioned like him, so therefore, we do paskin like him. And if we do paskin like him, that's why his opinion was mentioned. That's why his opinion was mentioned. So too, Ubahahi the Plaga Mincha. And so too, with regard to the Plaga Mincha discussion revolving around Mincha, there too also Nami Mishum de Omrinon Lekamon, because we're going to say later on, which is the Gemara that we just now learned, the Ovid Kamar Ovid, the Ovid Kamar Ovid. You can do whatever you like. So therefore, with regard to Shachris, we absolutely paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. And with regard to Mincha, even though we don't paskin like him, but his opinion is certainly adopted, halacha lemaisa, because you can choose, if you so desire, to go with the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. And that's why his opinion was mentioned in the Mishnah. Now, Tosfos concludes and he says, what does that mean, demar ovid, you could do kamar or kamar, you can choose. Dahochi pirusha. This is the explanation of that seemingly strange phrase. David k'Rab Yehuda. If you want to do like Rab Yehuda, the Omar mi plag ha mincha lailahu, comma. If you want to follow the opinion of Rab Yehuda, who tells us that a plag ha mincha, it is considered as if it was laila, then ovad, comma. You can do so. It's your prerogative to adopt the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda and basically say, come plaga mincha, I'm considering that laila. It's the end of mincha time, it's the beginning of ma'arif time. Umishum hachi, and therefore, once you get to that time, mincha loy, you can no longer daven mincha. Aval ein lefareish, but don't explain mistakenly, the hakoil betfilas amincha, that everything is with regard to mincha. The ovad k'Rab Yehuda shehispalel mincha koidem plag. Don't explain that when the Gemara says you can do like Rabbi Yehuda, it means to daven mincha before plag. Why is that not the translation? To pshita, because obviously you're allowed to daven mincha before plag. The Rabbonon moedu b'shiurei de Rabbi Yehuda. Obviously the Rabbonon admit to that zman of Rabbi Yehuda, of course you're allowed to daven mincha before plag. So when the Gemara says that if you want to go with Rabbi Yehuda, you can, it doesn't mean that you're allowed to daven mincha before plag. Of course you're allowed to daven mincha before plag, as we said before, because the Rabbonon also admit that that's the mincha time. What it means is that you can daven mincha only till then, and following plag, you're allowed to daven ma'ariv. It doesn't mean you're allowed to daven mincha before plag. Of course you can daven mincha before plag. In fact, we said before, that's the best way to avoid the machloikas. I don't need any Gemara to tell me that I'm allowed to daven mincha before plag. I need a Gemara to tell me that you're allowed to daven ma'ariv after plag. That's the chiddush. So either way, it's left open. And if it's left open, that's why the Mishnah recorded his opinion. Okay, so let's... Oh, there's going to be a 10 o'clock siren?
Right.
So either way, we have to clock off now. So when do you want to rejoin? Immediately then.
Hold on.
Okay, so Tosfos has told us, the top Tosfos, that the reason why Rabbi Yehuda's opinion with regard to Musaf is missed out is because we don't paskin like that. Whereas with regard to Shachris, we absolutely do paskin like that. And with regard to Mincha, at least it's kept open, you can choose whatever you want to do. Okay, let's see one more Tosfos for today, and with that we'll finish. The bottom place is the Rav, Soli, Shol Shabbos, Be'erev Shabbos. Tema says, Tosfos, I don't understand. Dohom Rinom, Be'erev Kam Madlikin. In the second parak of Shabbos, it says there quite clearly, Ubelvad Shalo Yakdim V'Shalo Ya'acher, quote unquote. It says, with regard to lighting candles, do not make it too early and don't make it late. With the implication being that what? You cannot light. Obviously you can't light on Shabbos. You've got to light at the very end of the day. And you can't light earlier on in the day. And if that's the case, why indeed was Rav able to daven? What's going on? Why was he davening when it was still daytime? When the Gemara quite clearly tells us that you should not be makdim, do not bring Shabbos in too early. Says Tosfos, no, you misunderstood the Gemara. V'yesh loima dohosam, over there it's talking about b'she'enoi mekabel olav Shabbos miyad. It's talking about candle lighting. Do not light early if you're not at the same time going to be mekabel Shabbos. So again, in a day that goes from 6 till 6, if you want to light at 5 o'clock, that's absolutely fine, but only if you're going to be Mekabel Shabbos. Don't light candles at 5 o'clock and then be Mekabel Shabbos only at 6 o'clock. That you shouldn't do. Aval hocha mairi. But over here, what are we talking about? Shemekabel olof Shabbos miyad. That when he davened Maariv, he was Mekabel Shabbos there and then. Not that he davened Maariv now and he was Mekabel Shabbos afterwards. No, here the Kabbalah Shabbos was together with the Maariv. That's no problem at all. Hilkoch, therefore, loy hava hakdoma. Therefore, that's not called being makdim. Even though the Gemara says you mustn't be makdim, you mustn't preempt it. That's only if you light candles and you're not Mekabel Shabbos. The equivalent would be davening Maariv and not be Mekabel Shabbos. But here we're talking about he davened Maariv and he was Mekabel Shabbos. The Tama. And what indeed is the reason why he davened Maariv then? To Svira Lei Rabbi Yehuda. Because he paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. that even though it's still daytime, you can never marry with them. V'chein, and so too, hanach de lekamon. Those that we're going to see in Hashem later on the next Omud, which is Chav Zayin on the base, what did they do? Shehispalalu shel Shabbos.
Motzi Shabbos.
Sorry. Shehispalalu shel Motzi Shabbos. B'Shabbos. They also davened Mariv on Motzi Shabbos. They davened early as well. Here we're being told a story with Rav, who davened Shabbos, who davened Mariv on Friday night. He davened early Mariv. Later on, we're going to see that there were those who davened Motzi Shabbos Mariv, also early Mariv. And how can they do such a thing? Same thing. Hainu mishum de svira lahu k'Rabbi Yehuda. Because they paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. If you paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, then once you get to plug a mincha, you can daven Mariv, whether it's Friday night or Moitzei Shabbos. That's your prerogative. Le'inyan tfilas ha'erev. With regard to the Mariv tfilah, we go with Rabbi Yehuda and we consider it night. When is that? Shehi sho'o v'raviya k'edem alayla, which is an hour and a quarter before nightfall, as we said before, because the second plague is when? At 4:45. So from 4:45 onwards, with regard to Tfilas Erev, Rabbi Yehuda considers it layla, and there were those who followed his opinion, and that's perfectly valid, and it's their prerogative to do so. Now, there's a whole balagan how you finish reading this Tosfos. Afal pikein, let's miss out the next word, ein. Afal pikein, osur lasois melocha b'moitzoi Shabbos miyad la'achar plag amincha. Tosfos is warning us, you have to be very, 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 very careful not to make a terrible, terrible, terrible mistake. When Rabbi Yehuda said you can daven Mariv from Plaga Mincha, why so? Because he considers that Laila, the key words in Tosfos, are the words we learned before, the three words which you must underline, Le'inyan Tfilas Ho'erev. Le'inyan Tfilas Ho'erev. Rabbi Yehuda never in a million years said that at Plaga Mincha it's considered absolutely Laila. With regard to Tfilas Ho'erev, Mariv is only a Drabonon issue, we can consider it Laila. But not Chas V'Sholem. If you daven Mariv early Shabbos, early Motzei Shabbos, you're allowed to daven Mariv and Motzei Shabbos. You can't Chas V'Sholem do Melocha then. Why not? Because it's still daytime. That's what Tosfos is saying. Afal pikein, osur lasos Melocha b'Motzei Shabbos miyad la'acha plaga mincha. Don't think that if I'm allowed to daven Mariv straight after plug, well then for the same price I can also do Melocha. No, absolutely not. V'chein le'inyan Tosefes Shabbos. And so too, on the other side of the coin, Tosefes Shabbos, or Yom Tov, or V'yom HaKippurim, Zakayim Alon Shehu Min HaTorah. Whenever we're talking about adding on to the Shabbos, Yom Tov, Yom Kippur, whenever we're dealing with discussions of D'oraisa, then obviously one cannot consider it nightfall until it's absolutely nightfall. Yes, you're allowed to daven Mariv. That's absolutely fine, because you can follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who said, with regard to Tfilas Ho'erev, Kamplag is considered nightfall. But it's not really nightfall. And therefore, with matters of Deraisis, therefore, so too with Yom Kippur. Imagine you're fasting Yom Kippur, and you're feeling exhausted and hungry towards the end, and you want to daven Mariv after plug. You're allowed to, but you can't eat. Why can't you eat? Because at the end of the day, it's still daytime. Well, if it's still daytime, how on earth was I allowed to daven Mariv? The answer is, with regard to Mariv, Yes, indeed, you can follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Ma'ariv is a drabono. Now, the very last line of Tosfos we're going to miss out for the moment. There's a whole discussion what it means. There's a mashal. It's omitted by some. But this is the principle of Tosfos. Yes, you can choose to...
I'm sorry, would the Rav explain it again, adding on to Shabbos or Yom Tov? What did Tosfos tell us?
Yes, that's also a whole big balagan. Normally when we talk about Tosfos Shabbos, the addition to Tosfos Shabbos, what we mean is the addition both the onset of Shabbos and at the outset of Shabbos.
Oh, both ends?
Both ends of Shabbos, there's Min HaTorah principle, according to most opinions, called Tosfos Shabbos. So because that is Min HaTorah, you will not be allowed to do Malacha until the time of Tosfos Shabbos expires, whenever that shear is. Not getting involved with that for the moment. But the bottom line is that Klam Plaga Mincha, just because Rabbi Yehuda allows you to daven Maariv, and we allow you to follow that opinion, that's in matters of Derabono like Maariv. But with regard to doing Malacha, with regard to eating Yom Kippur, which are questions in Doiraisa Chas V'Shalom, then you have to wait till it's absolute nightfall. Okay, we're going to hold it over here. As I mentioned, next time, which will Be'ezus Hashem, not be tomorrow, but on Thursday morning. On Thursday morning, we will begin with the Shulchan Aruch. Have a look at the Shulchan Aruch. It's worth seeing in advance. Reish Lamed Gimel, Sif Aleph, with all the Mishnah Berurah there. We will see that, and then Emet Hashem will continue the Gemara towards the bottom of the Yomit.
Okay.
All the best. Yeah. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
You see what I said? It's 11 o'clock, not 10.
Oh, really?
Yeah.